Imagine boys 11 to 15 years of age going to war. It was a reality for these young men, and the conditions in which they served were the equivalent of riding inside a floating oven. Their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. If a person had to do battle in the Civil War, perhaps one of the safer places to find yourself would be behind the thick metal plating of an ironclad ship. Yet for those who fought in the Navy, the ironclads were often a difficult place to live.
You would think that this is the technology side. Everybody would want to be in this. But after people started serving in these ironclads, we have report after report where they say, "This is misery. Get me out of here." They're all serving in the South, and these things are all 24 inches thick with two layers of ironclad on the outside, generally painted dark. And so they're like ovens. They're cooking everybody inside. And in the engine rooms, they're 140 degrees.
Some of the oldest and youngest men to serve in the war were in the Navy.
The Navy still had what they call boys. I mean, there was a rank, boy, first class, second class, third class. And these lads would run in ages from 11 to 15 or 16.
Those boys might work the officer's mess and other lower level tasks on the ship, but they would also receive schooling in areas like reading and math.
In combat, their job was to bring gunpowder to the cannons between shots. And you couldn't leave it sitting on the deck because all the sparks and fire and stuff. So somebody had to run down between rounds and bring these things up. And they used boys because they were small and gun decks are crowded and they could hop all around this stuff and go down to the lower decks and bring this stuff back up. They were known as powder monkeys.
Many of the boys were injured and killed during combat as they brought the powder to the cannons. There were young, old, white, and black who fought in the Navy. About 15% were African Americans, both freeborn and escaped slaves. It's a fascinating look at the Civil War at sea. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.